Now the question is, why should companies or businesses invest in service design? It's very simple. If a company produces no new services, they will slowly decline and fail. If a company produces no new services, they will slowly decline and fail. If they offer badly designed service, if the service is poorly designed, they can go out of business far more quickly. So either ways, if you don't design, you are anyway going to be out. But if you badly design, you are going to be off the business even faster. So the only alternative left is to learn what is this service design. Many of the organizations in UK are increasingly in other major developing economies like China and India are realizing that services can be a major income generator, and that if they don't get on board, they will be left behind. So a lot of organizations have understood the concept of services, and they have realized that it is only the service which can be a differentiator. They have also understood that providing service can also help them increase their income levels or increase their profitability, and therefore many companies have now started focusing on service design principles. Why business should invest in service design? Some of the other elements is, as technology develops, it changes how and where services can be delivered and received. It doesn't have to be UK that delivers services to UK residents. Only well-designed services will keep their customers. Now, with the technology, it is not the location or location-specific services. So, one can deliver services all across the globe, sitting at one location also, when it comes to technology as a service. So, if your service designs are so great, then geographies can be of no limit. That means they will not limit your business. Increasingly, services are becoming the major income generators. Even in manufacturing organizations, they have understood that probably when they sell a product, the margins in selling the products is less. But probably when they start serving the customer in terms of installation, in terms of training the customer, in terms of maintaining the equipment, probably their profits go high. So they have also realized that they need to focus on this service and service design models. They can provide added value, improve the customer experience, and become the major differentiator between you and the competitor. So since they are becoming a major differentiator, every organization wants to be different, and therefore the service design concept becomes important. Companies that provide a better service are rated more highly by customers. This is very obvious that if you are delivering better services, probably you are rated high in the marketplace. There is a close link between service design and customer relationship management. Believe me, this service design is highly in link with customer relationship management. It is so close that when I shared with you that you need to know your customer, I'm not talking about knowing their addresses and knowing and having their photo card and PAN card. We are saying that let us know our customer, let us understand our customer, and then design a concept or design a service for him. Probably customer will be delighted and he'll come back to you again and again. Some of the other reasons to invest in design is companies will, or products or services will fail early, fail cheaply, and service design can help them spend on development wisely. So if you are wise enough to be in the business, it is important that you start investing in the service design. Design management means making low cost mistakes. Design management means you are making designs, you are making errors, and you are making errors at low cost, and you are recovering out of those errors. You are in a position to recover. So ideas are generated, tested, and if they are not right, they fail early and cheaply. So your losses could get reduced. So if you do not get into the design element, probably your errors can be big, and probably it will be very difficult for you to come out of that failure sometimes. Second important reason is consumer expectations are rising, or consumer expectations are changing every day, every moment. People are being offered more and more choices of services. For instance, the choice of leisure service is overwhelming. you will see so many things are there in the market. Customers are so important, and so many service providers have designed the services scape or service design, service products, so that customer can really be, as he has so many options. So service design will help people know what is that they have to offer and how to choose it from more options. So all that parameters will be the great reasons for somebody to invest into service design. Service design considers the whole life of the product being offered, its delivery to markets, its use and disposal. So it is not that you just deliver it to the customer and you forget about it. We're talking about delivering it to the customer, helping him use it efficiently, and also helping him in disposing. So you will see that a lot of products now come with a lot of instructions of how to dispose them also, and some of the companies are also buying it back or taking it back to dispose it properly. It can help organization make what business offers more sustainably. So we are talking about greening the environment, protecting the environment, and making businesses more viable and more profitable, more sustainable. Organizations can invest in service design without the cost of having to replace existing infrastructure. Now, the other good thing about service design is you don't have to really create a great infrastructure. It is all about creating a great mindset. Service design is all about making great mindset and not great infrastructures. So one has to be, so you don't need a lab or something when you talk about the service design concept. Organizations who gain advantage through service design can maintain advantage through traditional design techniques like branding or product design. So one organization means somebody who is already into the branding and all that can take the advantage of using service design techniques. Some of the other reasons could be good customer service plus quality product is equal to brand loyalty. See, we are saying that customer loyalty is getting over, customers are no more loyal. But customer can be still loyal to a brand. He may not be coming to the same party or same service provider, but probably he is still consuming the same brand, and that is quite possible. So one has to be very clear that quality product will always attract good people, and good customer service will obviously attract good customers. So good customer service plus quality product will create brand loyalty. And as you all know that rising customer expectations, I mean customers' expectations are rising every day. Technology is also getting integrated, so there is more option of providing better services, more convenient services, or more peace of mind services, more reliable services, more flexible services, more customization. So that is where we talk about how do we create that brand loyalty. Maximizing resources or maximizing resource utilization, innovation in the services, and one has to also look into the impact of services and how they are going to impact the future businesses. Yeah. Welcome back. Developing a service design process. Now, you will see what is the process and how do we start and from where do we start. So it actually starts with a vision. So what is the vision? What is the kind of value, philosophies and goals you wish to provide, and you need to have a direction. And there can be a guide which can help you in making great decisions. So this is where that vision, so where do we move and where do we wish to move the organization or take the customers, so that they enjoy, or what is your objective when you talk about your vision statement. So once your vision is clear, probably you get into the persona, which is talking about representative users. So then you start identifying who is a sample or who is your sample users. It is purely based on your research into motivations and behaviors. So then you start observing the behaviors of the users. Then you start planning your location plan, that which determines your services being offered, when, where, and by whom, who is going to offer the services. Then journey map, that mapping services use based on the overtime, identifying the touch points, where is the moment of truth going to happen, how the customer is going to move in the system, where is he going to interact, how is he going to interact, how is he going to sit, how is he going to stand, all that parameters have to be taken care of, and then you create a blueprint, which is actually a guidance on delivery of services across different channels for staff and system. So it is a blueprint that this is the methodology which is going to be taken care of. The simplest example could be, say, when you enter a mall, so probably the design of the mall would have visualized that how customers will move in the mall, what could be their pattern of movement. So based on the pattern of movement and how can the mall engage the customers more productively, so design is made based on that. So example, simplest example could be, many of you would have been to malls and you would have seen that on the third floor or on the last floor the food mall is there and not on the first floor or the ground floor. What will happen if the food mall or the food court is created on the ground floor? So it is quite likely that you actually wish to consume something in the mall. You wish to consume in terms of some eating or eatables you wish to consume. Now if this is on the ground floor, then it is quite possible that you just enter into the on the ground floor or wherever is the food mall on the floor, and then you consume, and all the other businesses, it could be your retail shop, it could be your grocery, it could be your garments, it could be your fun book, ready-made shops and shops for watches, or all that is there on the second floor, third floor, fourth floor, but you do not observe the shops and you just consume foods and all that and you move out of the mall. So you do not have the opportunity, or the other business owners do not have an opportunity of interacting or displaying their products in front of the customer. So therefore, if you really see, one is forced to move into the design, one is, the malls are designed in such a fashion that you move all across the floors, though there is a elevator or though there are lifts in the system, but there is likely possibility that since you enter the mall, you also move and you have a look at other products. There are stimulus, there is some that customers can sometime buy without getting into too much of planning, thanks to credit cards, that you don't have to worry about too much of money also, what is being in your pocket. So you have plastic money with you and you consume. So design is such. So it is all about that, okay, if customer enters, probably he moves into my system, then he goes to second floor, he goes to third floor. If he's planning to buy something onto electronics, then probably he goes to this floor if he's planning to buy onto. So all that segmentation, allocation is part of design process. So this is where we say, if the design is great, everybody in the mall can have an equal pie, or they have the right pie of their investment into the mall. So this is where that developing the design comes in. Now when you talk about the strategic part of it, when you talk about design for services, which is a highly human centered, which is designed by Marconi and Sangiroi. This was designed, and they actually designed the thing keeping in mind the four important elements: that design for service system development, design for services transformation, design for service policies, and design for services operations or services experiences. So these were the four large areas where they thought that it will be great if the services are taken or are designed keeping in mind these four elements. So when you talk about design for service systems development, they talked about participatory design, that people need to be designed into, people need to be considered, or the experiencing part of it, the design experience has to be brought into, the scenario building has to be there, the strategic decision building or organizational strategy or strategic planning. So these are some of the parameters which they suggested that they should be brought in when you talk about human-centered approach towards designing for services system development. Now when we talk about designing for services transformation, then they talk about sociology, understanding about the project management, production management, network organization studies, and social psychology studies. So what is the psychology of the society, or the what is the social psychology of the group, for which the service transformation is getting designed. So all those parameters need to be kept in mind when you talk about design of services transformation. When you talk about the design for services product, so some of the parameters like behavioral science, innovation management, organizational studies, service design concepts. So these parameters become important when you talk about focus on design for service policies. When you talk about design for experience, then our topic which is so close to my heart is services operations management. When you talk about productivity, efficiency, effectivity, services marketing concept, where we talk about how do we how do we create marketing experiences across customers and become so customer centric. Interactive designs, so that there is an opportunity on the digital media or digital platform or on physical platforms to interact with the customer, and it could be cognitive psychology, it could be ethnography. So there can be different, these are important when you talk about understanding the service experiences. So this is in nutshell about the different elements which need to be taken care of broadly when we talk about categorizing the service design concept into system development, system transformation, services policies or services experiences. I'm sure you have a bird's eye view of all this, but when you start getting into things, our study material will also help you in knowing things a little more into depth. So when you talk about the design process, first you need to identify who is involved, who is going to be involved in the system. Create a shared need. You need to create a shared need. It cannot be isolated. It has to be a shared need. And shape the vision. You have to shape the vision. It cannot be only for one instance. It can be. It has to be for larger, with a larger perspective, with a larger vision. A note about commitment. What is the commitment level when you talk about, what is the commitment to this design and how this design can really, or how this design process can really benefit the designer or the consumer of the design. The process design includes the goal and objectives. It also says talks about the policies, control and matrices. It chalks the roles and responsibilities of the service providers, and it also dictates or creates the activities which are going to be there in the journey, and it clearly mentions or jot down the tasks which are going to be there in the process, and thereby creating a process flow. A design facilitator. What is a design facilitator and how it is going to help in the design? It is basically a collaborative approach, and he is an active listener who is able to draw information from all participants, constantly building towards consensus for design decisions, and able to keep the session on track. So design facilitator is somebody who is going to facilitate the design process. So he is going to actually divert or take things to conclusion towards the design with a very open mind, helping everybody to contribute towards the track and achieve the ultimate objective of a great design. Some things need to be kept in mind. You will likely need more than one pass to complete the design. Means it is not that you just have one cut and then it is a great design. It can be more than one. Choose a process framework that fits your organization and use a straw model approach, straw model process as a start point. Do not be afraid to add or remove things. The final process must meet your organization's need. So one should not be, means here you cannot do this in the highly stressed environment or pressurized environment. Now people need to be very free. People need to be in an environment that they are not afraid of adding or removing things. They need to be very clear with the organization's objective or organization's need, and then a great design can ultimately come out. Concentrate on the what and avoid getting stuck in the weeds on the how. Sometimes when you start getting into too much of how, probably you can stop yourself from thinking sometimes. So it is important that concentrate on the what. So produce and distribute the complete process document, including process flow, goals and objectives, policies, control and metrics, roles and responsibilities, task and activity and task descriptions. So focus on the what and not on how. State diagrams, which can conduct interim interviews with dissenters to bring them on the board. Schedule the validation workshop and ensure all key stakeholders attend, because only during the workshops probably you have the opportunity of people coming with a lot of open mind. Have the process owners present the process to the stakeholders. Establish, verify overall consensus. Obtain formal acceptance, sign-offs from the processes, owners, sponsors and executive management. Probably then this is the final process where we where you can actually get your endorsed or the service design endorsement getting it into the marketplace after the prototype is created. From the perspective of usefulness, identify an automation tool. There are many tools out there such as ServiceNow or BMC Remedy that can be used to support the process. Define the data requirement and tailor the automation tools. Building training material, write the procedures, schedule and deliver the training, deploy the processes in the tool. Last but not the least, effective process design is a special skill. Effective process design is a very, very special skill, but with a practice and patience, it can lead to the destination wanted. It is a special skill, but with practice and patience, it can lead to the destination wanted. Right? Thank you very much. I'm sure you have got a hang of what is service design and what is service design concept. You have got some hang of what is design thinking. And I'm sure, as rightly stated in the last slide, you need to have some patience and you need to have some more inclination towards this. Though this is a little difficult, but I'm sure your patience and continuous efforts will take you to the destination. Thank you very much.